It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday morning, we're very pleased to be joined by David Maldonado. David is the mortgage loan officer at ESP Financial. David, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
Just fantastic, you know.
Well, glad you can take some time to join us here this morning. We are going to be talking today about home equity lines of credit. And, David, let's kick things off first by having you define it for us. What is a home equity line of credit?
So, home equity line of credit is basically when you use your home as collateral, you know, to secure the loan, which is a line of credit, basically. It's not a loan. So, so this is basically to advance on the equity on the house. So that's a HELOC, what we call HELOC is a home equity line of credit. Some examples, you know, will be to do some house improvements, some house repairs, and then some instances, people, they use it for debt consolidation as well.
A couple of good examples there. Well, David, how does one qualify for a home equity line of credit?
So qualifications are going to be tied to conditionals, basically. If the property already has a primary mortgage going on, you know, so we can qualify the borrower up to 20% equity on that property. So basically, they have to have 20% equity, a 640 credit score or above, obviously, and then, yeah, you know the basics. We're going to request the two most recent pay stubs so we can look at their ability to service debt. I have an example here basically to help understand qualifications. So say Mary Jo owns a house and the value of her home is $100,000. So she has a first mortgage tied to this property and the outstanding balance left on that loan is $75,000. Meaning she has paid $25,000 off, basically. With our policy, we're able to approve Mary Jo for a HELOC up to $20,000, which is 20% equity on this property. And then the second conditional is basically if this house is just free and clear, you know, no debt, no mortgages tied to this property, we can qualify the borrower up to 80% of the overall value.
All right, and thanks to Mary Jo for those examples there. Well, David, how do we get a HELOC? What do we have to do?
So if you would like to apply for a HELOC, you can visit our website. It's really, really easy to apply on the website portal, you know. You can stop by the bank or email us for more details and questions regarding HELOCs, you know. You can also contact me directly at 620-340-9933 or email me at davidm@esbfinancial.com. I will be more than happy to sit down with anyone looking to buy or refinance a home as well, not just HELOCs, and talk about how we can make those dreams come true.
Well, that's what you do at ESB Financial, is help people's dreams come true. Well, thanks for the great information this morning on home equity lines of credit, David. Do you have a money message for us this morning?
Yes, sir. So just a reminder, Team ESB is here to help you if you have any questions, you know. I did want to highlight as well that if you know of anyone that is Spanish-speaking, I'm one of the multiple ESB bilingual members, so we'll be more than happy to help anyone in need. Feel free to visit our website at esbfinancial.com or give us a call at 620-342-3454.
David, good information this morning. Good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Yeah, David Maldonado, mortgage loan officer, ESB Financial, with Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.